views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. And I'm going to just jump right in. We're going to talk to some of our Women Wisdom presenters, and I have Dawn Todd on the call. She's going to share how our beliefs about money and the lack of money is the biggest obstacle that keeps women playing small. She's the founder of Wildly Successful Women. She's a feminine leadership and an intentional business specialist, certified coach, and author of The Feminine Intention and her newest book, Love, Pray, Manifest. So she's deeply committed to guiding conscious women to make their brilliance their business, so they can manifest more money and more joy than they ever thought possible. She's given a workshop at the conference on February 15th. It's called The Feminine Manifesting Map. So hello, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. You're there. I was a little worried. We had little technical problems again. And is Mercury retrograde still going on?
I don't know. Yes, sometimes that happens, but I'm so excited that it came together and we're able to have a conversation today. So thank you for putting that together.
So what I want you to share a little bit of your story. What inspired you to do this work about, you know, helping women heal their beliefs about money? I think it's a huge issue. It's one of the reasons we're bringing you to the conference is I think it does, like you say, hold people back.
I think it's honestly one of the biggest challenges for women. And what really brought me to that that work was an experience of owning a brick and mortar business. And I was a medical massage therapist at the time, and it was a very successful clinic. And understanding that some laws in the state I lived in, Colorado, the laws changed and that revenue model evaporated, and our revenues dropped by about 80% over the course of 6 months. And we could not sustain that. It ended up closing. And it was really out of that I could see that sometimes we don't have control over things that happen to us around money, but how we decide to take those circumstances and change our thinking about it makes all the difference. And so many times in my own life, my beliefs about money have kept me from accomplishing exactly what I wanted to do. And I see that in my clients too, that it's a belief about being ashamed a bit of our work on a very unconscious level, feeling like we won't be loved if we step fully into our work, or that people might think we're crazy. And I call those the three major feminine wounds, and they correlate with the three major power centers in the body that I use with the feminine manifesting map. And so the way that we deal with money has everything to do with how much abundance we allow into our business, how we set our fees, our container and structure that we have around money when we work with our clients. It impacts everything.
Yeah. So you mentioned the feminine manifesting map. Tell us about that.
Yes. That is a way of looking at your business through a body-centered process. And everything that is happening in your body has everything to do with what is or is not happening in your business. And so there are three major power centers. And if you were to look, think of it like a snowman, a snow person, so the lower power center has to do with our money, our calling, our products and programs, and when a soul fully embodies, it buttons down into that part of the body. So when women don't fully inhabit that lower power center, they often have challenges with money, have challenges really getting clear about the transformation they create, the products that they offer. The next power center, the middle one, is all about how we sell our product. And that has to do with us speaking our truth, asking for the money, saying what's true for us, being okay and saying something that might not land very well. But the lower power center is about the products, the middle one is about how we sell it, and the upper power center is all about how we step into the world as a thought leader and the vision of our business and being connected to spirit. So when women manifest, they do that in an ascending flow of energy. And that old think and grow rich technology was written by men for men, and it starts in the mind. It starts from the top and goes down. So, and then it sounds like, you know, they write it, they think it, they're pushing the energy down. And women, it starts down in our belly, and the conversation is, you know, something needs to change, and I'm not sure what it is. And then we get an idea, and then we say, would I have enough energy for this? Would I love it? We often talk with a friend about it. And if our friend says, you know, did you think about this, this, or this? Then we drop back into the body and say, okay, let me rethink that, feel into it. Yeah, that's a better idea. I'd love that. We'll totally have enough energy for it. We again talk about it, and then it manifests. So it's an ascending flow of manifesting as opposed to a descending flow. And so my work is all about helping people understand how that process works, and then also understand how their business is actually in their body, and how by really fully inhabiting their connection to spirit and their body, they create a really robust business.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, and it's like, I think about, because we're trained in our culture to kind of follow the male model of thinking in our head. We think through all these things that we're going to create and set up in our head first, and it's not. And then when we do in our head, that's when we hit our head on, or we get hit on the head by a 2x4, because we're just thinking it through and we're not really feeling it. And women, we're feelers. We need to do that.
Right. Yeah, we need to feel it. And women, you know, when women only think about something, when it's only a logical money decision, like, you know, widgets are $100 and I can sell 1,000, that business is not sustainable. And because for women, it all starts in our gut. That's also where our soul calling is. So, you know, that's when I work with folks, we're doing an Akashic reading and a soul session first before we ever start diving into how are we going to craft a program, or what's the transformation you create, because it really has to be based on soul calling as it moves upwards through the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it that you know, it's a body-centered process. And do you get in touch with, you know, is it about, too, do you bring in movement and getting your body moving and feeling parts of your body? Is that part of this process?
It is part of the process, and it's also a way of moving energy in the body with your mind and with different movement exercises and meditations.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you call it, you know, we're talking about transformational business. What does that mean?
So I think that's a very important thing to understand when you're in the business of transformation, exactly what makes a transformational entrepreneur. And transformational entrepreneurs, first of all, see things through the eyes of energy and meaning. And I consider a transformational business one in which people create transformation for others and make a living doing it. And transformational entrepreneurs understand that transformation happens with vibration. It does not happen with information. And if information was enough to create change in the world, everybody would be super skinny and rich and be having great sex all the time because all they would need to do is Google it.
Yeah, so true. Thanks so much for being on the show. Yeah. And I just wanted people to know that she's going to be giving a workshop on Monday, the Feminine Manifesting Map, on Monday, February 15th at Woman of Wisdom. And interesting, we're going to be talking about vibration and transformation with our next guest. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And we're going to take a break now, and we'll come back and be talking to Christine Upchurch.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Join Chris Stanis for the 2015 Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 24th, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm going to be now talking with Christine Upchurch and on the vibration of change. So that was so interesting, the transition from the last speaker that she was talking about vibration for changing in our, in transformational work in our businesses. So Christine is a writer, teacher, inspirational speaker, energy healer, and host of the nationally syndicated The Christine Upchurch Show. She's taught thousands around the globe how to tap into subtle energy for healing and transformation. And Christine is the co-creator of the 111 and 222 activations, which are energetic processes, and she also developed the vibration of change, which provides individuals with a new type of personalized roadmap for creating positive, lasting change. And we're going to be talking about that today. So you can check her out on her website at www.christineupchurch.com. And she's going to give a workshop on the vibration of change on Monday, February 15th, at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. So welcome, Christine.
Thanks, Chris. So nice to be here.
Yeah, so interesting enough, you know, you in your first line of work, we all seem to go through these transitions of, like, we've had this 10-year period, this 20-year period, or whatever, then now we're really doing our work. But your first realm was a scientific one. So how did you move from that career to the field of energy healing and self-empowerment?
Well, you know, Chris, I always think of having sort of like a path that life wants us to take, and when we don't, it takes us there anyway. When I was in my early 20s, I was a math major in college, and I was busy trying to decide whether I was going to go into computing, you know, or perhaps I would go into statistics in graduate school. And I was walking along, and I was pondering this decision, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, there was this voice, not the kind of inner voice I'd hear, my intuitive or the nagging, you know, judgmental voice, but like this disembodied voice that said, "You're a healer." And it stopped me in my tracks literally as I was walking along. And all of a sudden I thought, what is this about? I must have a huge ego to think that I'm a healer, right? And I ignored it, and I heard it one other time. And then I thought, I don't know where this craziness is coming from. But I did ignore it. And then fast forward a few years, I was working part-time as a statistician, and I was working on my doctorate in statistics, mathematical statistics. And I ended up getting the early stages of lymphoma. Now, interestingly enough, I'd always said, oh, I think chemotherapy is toxic. I'd never want to go on that. Well, when they discovered that I had the early stages of this lymphoma, they said, you know what, early treatment's not helpful. In fact, we found that on average, it seems to shorten a person's lifespan. So what we're going to do is we're just going to wait and watch until it gets to be bad enough, and then we're going to put you on chemotherapy. Now, what they didn't tell me at that first visit, but I found out later, is that they keep you on chemotherapy the rest of your life with this form of cancer. It's not curative chemotherapy. It's palliative. And I was in my upper 20s at the time. It kind of threw me into the abyss, you know. And so this is a long time ago. This is before there were many books out there. That was before there were shows like this that were sort of opening people's perspective to a new, broader, you know, type of reality relating to health, well-being, and the power that we have to control our bodies. So I did happen to find my way to a few books, and I found my way to a wonderful therapist who taught me how to meditate. So I ended up shifting my life in a lot of ways, started doing visualization, followed through on intuition, and part of my path was to leave my doctoral research. I was really close to having my doctorate, and move cross country from New Jersey to Seattle. And when I did all those things, within 3 weeks, all of my lesions disappeared. All of the cancerous lesions that had been like neck to ankle had disappeared. And so, you know, that taught me that our minds are really powerful. So for the longest time, I thought, you know, it's belief is where it's at. But anyway, it got me interested enough in the alternative that I actually began to explore energy healing. I was fascinated by this concept that somebody can come near you, not touch you, and affect a shift. And so that ended up taking me on a new path, and eventually I found my way to something that felt really much like home to me, and not only started a private practice, but then moved forward in the teaching realm and taught people around the world. So it was really kind of like life had told me, yes, indeed, you're a healer. I denied it. I went a different path, and it took me there anyway.
Well, and in a way, that's the path you needed to take, because you proved
exactly.
It yourself in your body. So that's, you know, when we know it firsthand, we can teach it.
You know, exactly.
That's so true. So, and you just mentioned how you are teaching this worldwide and energy healing, and there's so many energy healers out there too. And I do stuff, and many of us do it. And there's also all sorts of modalities. But I'm curious what kind of healing, what you're seeing people really craving for.
You know, when I first got into it, I was inspired to help people with physical healings. I thought, I want to facilitate healings. And to me at that point, healings meant shifting a physical illness, because that's where I'd come from. And at the time, I didn't realize, first of all, how when we interact with a person's energy field and bring frequencies and vibration that help them to shift, that other kinds of healings occur, from, you know, the emotional healing, you know, releasing a wound from childhood, to, you know, helping repair relationships, or helping people to get the feeling that they can be on their own and to leave an unhealthy relationship, to shifting circumstances in their lives, to having a greater spiritual connection. So for me, it was, you know, over 1,000 sessions that I've done, it kind of opened my eyes that the physical stuff, although it's important on some level and these things get released and it can be wonderful, it's really not where it's at. It seems to me what people are craving these days are to have a deeper connection to spirit, a deeper connection to who they truly are, and to live their lives accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, physical healing and physical ailments, they stem first from emotional and not being in touch
right.
with spirit. You know, it's that being in that alignment. And so
absolutely.
From my learnings, teachings, that the physical is the last to respond. You know, your spirit's talking and your emotions are talking and you're not listening. And then the physical knocks in and you've got illness.
I find it so fascinating
at the beginning.
Yeah. And I was fascinated when I got involved in some scientific research. I've been evaluated at the University of Arizona in a variety of ways and with some research done by St. Petersburg University. But it's really fascinating that science is starting to catch up with this, you know, that we energy healers have known for a long time that the disease occurs first in the energy field, because they're now able to not only show the light emanating from humans, but they can actually map, like, if there's a hole in the biofield, what used to be known as aura, but like scientifically known as the biofield, if there's a hole there, then that relates to gallbladder disease, or that relates to intestinal problems. I mean, they get very, very specific. They're able to diagnose based on that. So yeah, it does begin there. And in fact, there are scientists who are able to use this to diagnose before the symptoms actually show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's in your energy field before it comes into the body. And that's
right.
You know, it's great that science is finally catching up, because we've been studying this for years and seeing it. You know, those that are intuitive
uh-huh.
and have sight, you see those holes, and we actually correct our, well, auric field, biosphere, whatever we call it. You know, if do energy work to heal that, the physical ailment can't come in.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. So, so your whole work is called the vibration of change now. Well, let's talk about vibration, how you define that, and how it works in healing.
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating that we humans are, it's like 98% open space. I know we seem really, really solid, but we're not. We, you know, on the molecular level, the atomic level, all these different levels, we're mostly empty space. And really, it's that space through which the energy and light flow through us. It's like our spirit form manifesting through this physical being that feels solid and yet really isn't. And so in terms of vibration, you know, I focus on vibration for a variety of ways, for a variety of reasons. One is that level of vibration that's the light and energy actually says how healthy and well we are. But vibration, what's in our vibrational fields actually determines our reality. And, you know, we've been talking about health and disease and those sorts of issues. Yes, that manifests, but it goes well beyond that, because what's in our vibrational field determines not only what kind of health we have, but also what we're manifesting in our lives, from relationships, from abundance or lack thereof, to the kind of career we're having. And all that begins in the vibrational form before it comes into our reality form. So really, to me, as an energy healer and somebody who has experienced a lot of things with manifesting, vibration's where it's at.
Yeah, that's so great to be, you know, to have teachers out there that are teaching that, and it's an experience, something you can't just talk about either. You got to experience it. Well, we're going to take a short break. This is Christine. This is on Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Christine Upchurch.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
1230 WPLQ. Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we've been talking about vibrational change with Christine Upchurch. Christine, would you like to give your website and any information you want people to know about you?
Sure.
I don't know if you have a newsletter or anything like that, so...
I do, and people can get there by typing in ChristineUpchurch.com, just my name.com. I've actually got a new website in development that's taken me much longer to create than I anticipated. It'll take to the Stellar, it'll automatically direct to the Stellar Reflections website, but I think that my new website will be up within a couple of weeks. But you can find out about me on the old website, the new website, and find your way either way.
Okay, great. And they can sign up for a newsletter to get...
Oh, absolutely.
Pearls of wisdom from you. Okay.
So, I love
so what motivated you to create Vibration of Change?
You know, it's funny, Chris, because, you know, as I told my story before about how I healed myself of cancer, I thought it's all about belief. You know, belief, my belief in the light and love flowing through my body is what healed me. I'm absolutely convinced. And I also let go of certain beliefs I had that were actually getting in the way of my wellness. I had, you know, got into therapy and released some of those things. But basically, in a nutshell, I think I healed myself between, you know, visualization and believing I could get well and releasing the beliefs that weren't serving me. So I thought healing is all about belief. Well, fast forward a few years, I'd found my way, you know, to this certain type of energy healing that felt really, really like home to me. I felt really connected to it. And there I was, you know, I was a former research statistician. I was a stay-at-home mom for a little while as well. And I thought, I'm going to hang up a shingle. I'm going to become a healer. And so I did. And, you know, early on, I felt a little uncertain about it all. I facilitated a few healings before, but people really didn't experience like big, profound physical healings. They experienced certain things on the table, you know, some had some mild things to say afterwards, but I didn't necessarily believe in my ability to facilitate healing. And then I had a woman bring her husband in for a session. And it was interesting because this man was quite ill. And they were, you know, she and he were very pleasant in the waiting room. And he and I go back into my session room. And although he was still pleasant, he made it very clear that he didn't believe in this woo-woo work. You know, I don't believe in this. My wife dragged me in for some reason. She got guidance to do this. I don't get it. I really don't believe in it. And I said, that's okay. Just lie down and see what you experience anyway. And so he did, and he came back for a second session, and he relaxed more that time. I think he realized I wasn't going to bite him or anything during the session. You know, in fact, I didn't touch him at all, right? And then they came in for his third session, and he was all excited. And I won't go into details here because of time, but he had an amazing physical healing that was very, very evident. And it was the first big healing I'd seen, and this man didn't believe in it. And I didn't believe that I could facilitate it. So if belief was everything, then why was this different? You know, is there something about being a healer that sort of shifts things? And so I had this question for a long time. And then over the years, you know, I did healing. I taught healing. I watched people heal sometimes and other times not, you know, because as you know, Chris, it's like not everybody gets the exact kind of change that they want. But I began to ask the question of the universe. What is it that allows some people to experience positive, lasting change, whether we're talking about the physical kind of healing or even healing per se, or even changes in the world where they're manifesting a successful career, financial abundance, you know, a loving mate, whatever it is? And so that question was out there for a long time. And I had this kind of like this sense that there was some kind of cohesive model. And I was curious about it. And my analytic mind would go there occasionally because, you know, former research statistician, I'm pretty analytic. But I never really knew. And then all of a sudden, one day, the answer hit me. Like when truth goes through you and you get the ahas, you know, head-to-toe shivers. And you know what you're receiving is truth at the deep level. And that's where the vibration of change was born.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's fascinating because we do think things start in the mind and how things can happen regardless of what your mind says.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, which is wonderful. But also there's an aspect of, so do you have some principles that govern change that you work
right.
with?
Well, the answer that came through loudly and clearly, you know, I was looking to see, is there a cohesive model that governs all positive lasting change? Or is it, you know, like, okay, when we use conscious manifestation techniques, it's this thing. And when we do see a healing practitioner, it's that thing. And when we, you know, do a gratitude journaling, it's something else. You know, there are all these different approaches out there. And the answer I got is yes, indeed, there is a universal model governing all positive lasting change. And it's pretty doggone simple when you get down to it. First of all, it doesn't matter what kind of change you're implementing or attempting to implement, whether it's something in your physical reality, something in your emotional reality, whether it's healing, whether it's relationships, whatever it is. Secondly, it does not matter what approach to change you're taking, but regardless, all positive lasting change occurs in what I call the vibration of perfection. Now, typically, when we think of perfection, you know, what do we think of? We, in human form, we think perfect body, perfect score on the exam, but that's really not what this is about. The vibration of perfection, where all this change occurs, is in the beauty and cohesiveness of what is. So it's kind of like, and it's all vibrational. So it's almost like, you know, many of us will be in this position where we will have something about our life that we don't like, and we'll think, I want to be over there. I want to have this. I want to look that way. I want something different. And basically, it's kind of like on a vibrational level, you have to be there embracing what is. You have to, vibrational perfection is something that exists. And in order to get into it, you have to have what I call vibrational ease. And there are a variety of ways of getting there. But one of the ways you don't get there is by pushing it away, right? So many of us are pushing it away. It's kind of like if you want to drive your car from New York to Seattle and you're standing in Chicago saying, I want to drive my car to Seattle. I want to drive my car to Seattle. But your car is still in New York. You have to get your butt over to New York and get in the car and drive cross country, because otherwise you're not going to get there. So from a vibrational perspective, you have to come into the vibration of loving what is. I didn't say you have to love what is, but you have to be in that vibration in order for the positive lasting change to occur.
It's fascinating, you know, the vibration of what is or of loving what is. So we think we have to uh-huh. love what is and are just supposed to accept, but, you know, that can cause right. a lot of mind denials of, like, you know, the emotional reactions to things like, well, I don't love this, you know, and the unconscious mm-hmm. things that right. comes up.
Well, if you think about some of the things that are out there, I mean, for instance, you know, when somebody comes to see us as energy healers, if we're in this space of saying, okay, well, this is where things are right now. I'm absolutely fine with this. I'm just going to allow this. I'm going to explore, and we'll see what wants to be released. That is creating that vibration of loving what is, accepting what is. When you think about some of the conscious manifestation techniques, say visualization, you know, you can be really unhappy with what is, but if you can envision what it is you really want to create and you get all excited about it, like it's in the here and now and you're feeling really good about it, you're creating the vibration of loving what is. So you don't have to absolutely love what is, but you do need to create the vibration of that.
Mm-hmm. There's some work I'm doing in the class I'm taking, and it's all about, because we tend to work in the external, you know, to make things happen. And it all starts
exactly.
with your inner words and all the things you tell yourself. And so this is just another deeper level of that, of getting into the vibration mm-hmm. of that you want to create.
Right. And it's not one size fits all. I think there are a lot of people out there who, you know, read books and say, this is a technique I need to use, or this is what my spiritual evolution is going to look like. I'm going to take this approach. And then they're finding that they're it's actually getting in their way. So that's the key here. It's like, once you understand the vibrational aspects of change, then the next thing you need to ask is, what's my relationship with change? And how does that energetically work with the universe? And how can I tap into that in a bigger way so that I can create more positive, lasting change?
And that's a big question. You know, how to tap into that. I mean, I'm sure yeah. because there's some people, just, to me, I just kind of go, well, yes, mm-hmm. and.
Yeah.
So yeah. how do you help people reach that?
Well, there are a couple of ways. First of all, vibrational ease is key, and we can talk more about that. And then there's an energy profile. Oh, it's not really energy profiling. It's just like a personality change profiling that I can have people do so that they can see what kind of experience they have with change, what kind of relationship they have with change, what approaches they naturally take, and they can also learn what's working for them and what's not based on that.
Mm-hmm. I know. And we can go more into that in our final section, too. I'd like to explore that a little bit more. I mean, I think, you know, the whole thing of creating, and one thing that you said is like creating positive, but the key is lasting change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
And so many times people try to change and then something triggers them and they're back in their old behaviors or back to the, you know, mm-hmm. what it was before. And then you get frustrated and you don't try it anymore. It's like, well, this didn't work for me. You know?
Right,
so
right.
we're going to come back yeah. and talk more with Christine. We're going to take a break now and we'll be back and talk more about this.
broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more. The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Christine Upchurch, and we're talking about the vibration of change and how you can make that a lasting change. So, Christine, first, I know you were talking about profiles, and I want to talk about that, but I also want to go a little bit more into things that block people from having the positive and lasting changes, because I think that's, you know, it can be a stumbling, stumbling block, but, you know, what prevents it? Because we, like I said, you do change and then it doesn't last long. And then you just go, well, what, why bother? You know, I can hear those voices in my, why bother? Because it never lasts.
Well, you know, really the key, well, I think there are a couple of keys, but in order to have the lasting change, you need to find vibrational ease around what it is you're working to change. And that means you either have to love what is or seek some distraction or relief when it's coming up for you. So for instance, if you're trying to lose weight and, you know, you're thinking I'm fat, and then you lose weight and then you're thinking bad stuff about before, and I don't want to be there again. I don't want to ever get that high on the scale again. I don't ever want to be in that size again. that pushing away energy is the opposite of it, of the energy, the vibration of embracing what is. And that will shift you really quickly back to where you were, because as we know, that fear, that resistance is a great manifester of what it is you don't want. So essentially, that vibrational ease is really, really key. And how we get that, it varies from person to person. I mean, in fact, I think there are actually gender differences. I think that for women, because of how we've evolved, and we still have aspects of how we've evolved, like women tend to be more social, more intuitive, you know, more aware of what's going on around them in terms of people's feelings. And men tend to be more like goal-oriented and stuff. And men, you know, like a woman finds vibrational ease by wanting to sort of work things out and explore feelings, whereas men, they tend to want to distract themselves. And we've often thought, oh, well, men are avoiding whatever. But really, when you think about it, let's say we're back in those days where we're hunters and gatherers. You know, the man, he went out with his team and they didn't get that buffalo, and he came back to the village and, you know, he's thinking, my people may starve if I don't get one. Well, the last thing he wants to do is focus on how he feels about having missed it. He wants to think about in terms of what he needs to do next. You know, so I really do think that even with vibrational ease, how we find it in our daily lives varies according to gender, but also the positive lasting change. It also depends on your profile and how you interact with change as to whether you're going to be successful, not only getting the change, but having it last.
And so let's talk a little more about the profile, what that means.
Okay, well, really, one of the things that sort of was like my motivation here is I knew that there were some people who, say, swore by gratitude journaling. It's like it has changed their life dramatically, and then there are other people who say, oh, you know, I have a hard time with it, whatever. Flip side of that, there's some people who say, oh my goodness, I just love conscious manifestation techniques and affirmations. It's changed my life. And then there's some people who've tried those and say, oh, you know, doesn't always work for me. And the reason for that isn't because all these different approaches to change aren't wonderful. What it means is the individuals are different in terms of how they relate to change. Now, in terms of the profiles, the different kinds of change profiles, we all interact with change differently. And basically, there are five different kinds of ways people will interact. And we tend to have like one type that we're dominant, but we can have a variety of them. First one is the playwright of life. The playwright of life wants to go down into the itty-bitty details of what they want to manifest. They enjoy doing it. When they talk about manifesting a mate, they want to know, they want to say what color hair this person is going to have, how tall they're going to be, down to the nitty-gritty details. Okay, that's sort of their modus operandi, is create through their intention. And so they're putting a lot of energy out towards the universe, okay? And it has its pluses and its minuses. The next type is the director. The director takes some idea or some notion of what needs to get changed, and then he starts to arrange things, or she starts to arrange things in a variety of ways and focuses on the implementation, the stepwise progression. Again, it's got its pluses and its minuses, but they are taking what it is that's going to get created and working on implementation. The third type of person is the producer of change. Now, the producer of change sort of goes back and forth between dealing with the nitty-gritty and looking sort of from the higher level perspective about what's working, what's not. Is that manifesting well? Do we need to tweak that manifestation? Should we be worried here? So it's kind of like this like focus on the details and then focus on the big picture back and forth. The fourth type is the actor of life, and the actor of life is basically implementing change dictated by others, which has its pluses and its minuses, but then they bring heart and soul to that manifestation process. And then the fifth and final is what I call the patron of life. Now, the patron of life is somebody who shows up fully, you know, eager to receive, but they are just sort of open energetically to the parent that the universe is to them. And they actually do better if they don't focus on what it is they want to manifest, unless it's like divine inspiration and it's sort of in a moment they think, oh, yes, I'd like to have that. So each and every one of these different kinds of people has a different kind of relationship with change. And there are potential in terms of the vibrational ease, like what's going to get them into that vibration of perfection to create positive lasting change is going to differ depending on which kind of person they are. So, you know, you can go from a questionnaire of like, you know, with holidays coming up or a birthday coming up, do you like to be completely surprised? Do you like to dictate exactly what it is you want to get, or is it sort of a mix? There are questions you can take yourself through and do some self-evaluation to determine how it is you relate to change so that you can actually sort of learn the potential pitfalls and the strengths that you have and sort of avoid the pitfalls and put the energy into the positive aspects of how you interact with change and move forward. And sometimes you'll see that, you know, some people will interact with change in a particular way with one area of their life and be really successful. But then when they start to evaluate these profiles, they'll realize with a certain area of their life, they take a whole different approach and they're not being successful. So it really helps a person to sort of self-evaluate and say, why is it I'm creating positive lasting change sometimes? And what is it I do and I need to do in order to change so that I can create positive lasting change in these other areas of my life?
Yeah, there's so much. It really is that inner work and evaluating and thinking about what profile you are. And even you can bounce around, like you said, and get what kinds of things. Well, our time is up. I want to tell everybody that Christine's giving a workshop on Monday, February 15th. And thank you so much for being on the show today, Christine.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having you in February. And I'm encourage people to check out Christine's work on our website, christineupchurch.com. So our time's up. I want to share that pretty soon, and probably by the first week of November, we'll be having our full conference schedule up on our website. And it's our new website for conferences, www.thewowconference.org. We have a call for vendors for our marketplace, and the deadline, it'll say October 15th, but we can accept them next week. If you need to contact us, you can email wow@womanofwisdom.org. But just look for the marketplace, and also the Healing Temple applications are available for that too. That deadline is November 15th. So all that's up on thewowconference.org. We have our Fall Festival October 24th, next Saturday. Love for you to drop in and join us at North Seattle College up in near Northgate. And it's from 10:30 to 5. And information is on our website, womanofwisdom.org. Okay, so I hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll be talking more with more presenters the rest of the month. And everybody have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.